Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democrats emerged from a closed-door meeting about President Biden's fitness as a nominee, showing support for the president, even though concerns remain about his health. House Judiciary Committee Representative Jerry Nadler, who had called for the president to step aside, reversing course.
The president, yesterday made it very clear he's running. I'm fully supportive of him. I plan to campaign for him, and it's essential that he win.
Republicans claiming the White House and Democrats are hiding information about the president's condition. Russia has issued an arrest warrant for the wife of late Putin opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Yulia Navalnaya is charged in absentia with participating in an extremist community. Closing arguments continue in the bribery trial of Senator Robert Menendez. The Democrat from New Jersey is accused of accepting bribes, all to help aid the Egyptian government. And word today, former Senator Jim Inhofe has died. The conservative lawmaker from Oklahoma was 89. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a Milwaukee man who died at the hands of private security guards is demanding accountability. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner has ruled Deontay Mitchell's death on June 30th a homicide. Criminal charges, though, have not been filed. The family's lawyer wants Milwaukee police to release body cam video. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Amtrak's new line that runs through La Crosse is getting plenty of use. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said that over 300 passengers per day are using the Borealis route between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Over 18,500 people used the line in the first full month of service. The full trip takes about 7.5 hours and includes stops in La Crosse, Tomah, Red Wing, and Winona. Over $1 million was put into adding the line by state government. Tickets start at $41 to ride. Last night, the La Crosse City Council and La Crosse County Board heard an update on the Pathways Home Plan. The collaborative effort by city and county government and community organizations is in its sixth month and is working to eliminate homelessness in La Crosse. Highlights so far include creating a behavioral health program and a workflow to help people find housing. The La Crosse City Council has asked for ideas for sustainable long-term housing development, which will be presented to city officials later this month.
It's the Brewers and the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Colin Ray will get the start for Milwaukee. Garrett Mitchell off to a slow start at the plate. The 25-year-old center fielder just 3-for-17 with a batting average of 176. I asked him what's been the biggest hurdle coming back from shoulder surgery last year and then a broken hand this year.
I never felt like throughout the whole process that there was a big hurdle. I would say, obviously, like when you come into spring training, right, you got to kind of get all of the soreness and like baseball stuff, you know, get back into shape again. So I think the biggest part was probably just kind of getting through the soreness. But after like the first week of being back, it was pretty normal again.
Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo packing his bags for the Olympics in Paris later this month. He led Team Greece to qualify for the games with a win over Croatia. They'll compete with 12 other teams for a gold medal, including France, Australia, and the U.S. Giannis is 29 years old. This will be his first time at the Olympics. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Warm today with high temperatures tapping into the mid-80s. However, clouds are increasing as Tropical Depression Beryl swipes to the south of us. A few stray showers or thunderstorms may swing by this evening, but none are expected to be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Before President Biden sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my father, when you get knocked down, just get back up.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on us, the Civic Media Radio Network. The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and co-host of Matt and Air on Air, Greg Bach, and Abby Novak joins me to discuss Downtown Appleton's Hyde Music Summer Concert Series.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. We are live from Wisconsin Dells at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. And joining us from our nation's capital, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trygve Olson. Gentlemen, we met the challenge offered by Trygve and our listeners. The listeners voted. We had an election. I accepted the results. And through the grace of God and some great entrepreneurship here locally, we are at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water. Good afternoon, everybody. Trygve, we did it.
You did it, Todd. And I am going to give a shout out to Dale Schultz, who hopefully is listening, who said to me, Todd is really innovative and able to make things happen fast. And you definitely pulled off something I did not think you would be able to. And I will tell you, last night, when I got wind that you were going to make it, I tried to see if United Airlines could get me to Wisconsin Dells.
Really?
But unfortunately, unlike you, I was not able to pull things off on short notice.
Well, and I fear that we may be getting into a bit of a duck war, and that's, of course, not what I wanted, because I think folks yesterday were saying, well, go to the, you know, original Dells Ducks, they're called, and we reached out at simultaneously to both ducks because, you know, better to have a duck in the hand than two in the bush, and so we reached out to both. And the one just said, thank you very much. And the lawyer sent us an email and said, you know, we'll catch you in November, which doesn't do a whole lot of good. And then I called the great owner here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Jason, and their crack staff here got me right through. And he said, sure, come on up. And so we came up last night and had a nice evening here in the Dells, kind of scouting everything out. And here we are. We got all set up. Jason is going to be joining us. Jason Field, the owner of the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water, is going to be joining us. We're also going to talk to one of the duck drivers. I mean, that's always a job. I'm not sure about you,
Oh, my God.
Zombers, but, like, growing up, I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to be a duck driver? And so we're going to be talking to a duck driver. Go ahead.
Here's the – you know the – the Gear Daddies wrote a song called Dream Vacation in the Dells. They also wrote a song called
Get
I Want to Drive the Zamboni. It should have been I Want to Drive the Duck Boat. Like, what were they thinking?
Right? No, I
mean,
I think, and you can see for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and X or Twitter, or Twix, as Craig Ferguson likes to call it. And by the way, subscribe to us on YouTube. It helps us out and keeps you informed. And like us or whatever you want to do there on the old Facebook page for the All Ball Show. But you can see if you're watching on the live stream, we've got the ducks here over my shoulder all lined up, the World War II ducks. Right above them, you can kind of see, there we go, right over there. We've got the zip line. You may see some people zip lining. And then we got a World War II era helicopter behind me, and right beside my head on the stream, a Sasquatch, which is, of course, better than having a Sasquatch by your head, because if you wake up and you got that going on, you got a lot of problems. So how does all this work together? Zip line, Sasquatch, and Army Dell's ducks. We'll talk to Jason Field here, the owner, in just a minute. And we're also going to be, as I said, talking to a duck driver. We got Luke Mather stopping by at 12:30 for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. That'll be a lot of fun, talking a little bit about his favorite Dell's memories or Wisconsin vacation memories, the Brewers, and what is grinding Luke's gears. Maybe Travie will have something that's grinding his gears as well. But gentlemen, it is a beautiful day here at the Dells. Starting to get a little overcast now, but we don't expect any wet weather here today. But if you haven't been to the Dells, when's the last time you were here, Travie?
About 5 years ago, I took my kids. We were road tripping back, and we rode the duck boats, and we actually rode those duck boats. We went with the duck boats that were in camo.
The Army
I
ducks.
That was cool. Yeah, Army ducks.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show, which my daughters thought was great. And then my older daughter, who just turned 15 and was about 7 at the time, ate way too much cotton candy and puked.
Oh, yikes.
At the Tommy Bartlett show?
No, in the car after.
Oh, Lord. All right. It was the
dancing waters. Well, not literally in the car.
Mesmerized
her.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Yes. Tommy Bartlett and his dancing waters, which was my favorite part of the whole thing, by the way.
And you know what? I had an idea last night, Todd. Later in the show, I have another thing that we can have people vote on.
Oh boy!
I will do.
You'll do. Okay, very good.
Well, Kreitlow and I. It will be. Can I get Kreitlow to do it with me? Is the bigger question. But yes, I have a. We can have a vote. I figured what's Kreitlow good enough for the goose is good enough for the gander.
Well,
or the
Kreitlow
duck,
joined
as it were.
Our friend and colleague.
Or the duck.
Yes, Jane Matinair. on Matt Nair on air this morning. And so I know he's going to be talking about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow on his program between 6 and 8. And then I believe he's going to actually meander over to the fairgrounds proper and join Trigby and I from there. We'll be broadcasting our show from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow in Chippewa Falls. Come on out and see us if you're in the area. And then on Thursday, we're headed over to Trigby Olson's hometown stomping ground of River Falls, Trigby, for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days.
Yeah, I had so much fun calling people, lining up the show. I can't even tell you. I ended up talking. The mayor of River Falls' wife is a high school classmate of mine and one of my favorite people.
Oh, nice.
We've been friends since Mrs. Kelly's first grade class. And I ended up, you know what? This is what's great about Wisconsin. I called Joni to have a 5-minute conversation. We talked for 45 minutes, and I told her, I don't really want the mayor on the show. I want her to come on and talk about Pearson's Florist.
Why not? Exactly.
That's what you do. And we may shift the location to a place called Bikes and Brews, which is also owned by high school classmates of mine, right on the beautiful shores of the Kinnick River.
See, that's what makes part of what makes Wisconsin great are these connections, these relationships. And I'm just having a ball going around the state. I know you do as well, because we hear so much about what's going wrong and people get apprehensive and say, what the heck can I do about anything? Well, these are great examples. Patronize great local businesses. Take the family out. Just enjoy the fresh air or a great festival and relax, honestly, and make a plan to vote, be a voter, and participate in democracy. But if we all get out and just spend a little time out with real people, I think we just feel a lot better and de-stress ourselves, and we spread a little money around locally.
Yes, 100%. And when I told her, as well as two of the other people I talked to back home, what we were doing and what we were trying to promote, that there's lots. They loved it. Yeah, Joni's like, oh, my God, this is awesome. So, yeah. She's like, there's so much more of this needed.
I was just going to say, isn't it weird, in an odd sense, that when you tell people, no, we're just on good stuff, it's like, now that's news, as it turns out.
Yes. Yes.
But there are so many great things about Wisconsin, and Trivia and I are just so happy to be going around the state. And on Friday, we'll see where Trivia ends up being, but I'm going to be down in Milwaukee on Friday from our location at the Republican National Convention at Panther Arena, which is right next door to Fiserv Forum, the main convention hall, and they call it Rio Row. An area there where Wisconsin media are lined up, and we'll be there on Friday to do the show from there. So big week ahead, Trigby, but not what I was going to say earlier. If you haven't been to the Dells, you know, I encourage people to check it out. And there are things that you know, you'll remember this quote from good old Don Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense under he was famous for once saying, one of my favorite quotes, there are things that we know, there are things that we don't know, and there are things that we don't know we don't know. So it's kind of like the Dells. There are things you know, the water parks, Noah's Ark, that sort of thing, Mount Olympus, you got Kalahari. Those are probably things that you know, maybe even the ducks. There are things that you don't know about, which is part of the, I would say, maybe people don't know about the natural beauty, the Bennett Museum, the photography, the history, the Wisconsin history that surrounds the Dells, the Native American history that surrounds the Wisconsin Dells. And then there are things that you don't know, which is when you come up here, particularly to a place like the original World War II Dells, Army Ducks, Land and Water, not only can you go on the ducks, we have these lovely brochures I'm holding up here. Here's the ducks, of course, what you could do. But now a big thing up here, Trigby, is zip lining.
Oh, yeah.
And here you have the right here at the current location we're at here, Bigfoot zip line. And I mean, you can see it on our live stream right above the ducks there. That's where you kind of just a straight line, kind of from up in the air down. And then across, I'm looking at from my vantage point, you can't see it on camera, but there's basically, I'll call it an obstacle-ish course where you have people, you know, in harnesses and helmets, and they're helping you through rope mazes, and they're helping you kind of zip line. And it's a great time had by all for the kids and the family alike. And one of the cool things here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks is that there's this theme of World War II, and it's kind of a salute to our veterans and our military personnel, which, again, is just a wonderful thing to do, because who deserves our thanks more than the men and women who put on the uniform and protect democracy and freedom every day, Trigby?
Well, that is 100% true. Even more so, though, I was sitting there thinking to myself as I was looking at those duck boats, about the experience I had when I took my daughters to Normandy to see the beaches at Normandy. I mean, those duck boats, real heroes rode those duck boats who understood. They weren't asking each other, did you vote for Roosevelt or I don't know who ran as the Republican in 36 or whatever, but they weren't asking yourself, did you vote Republican or Democrat in the last election when they were storming the beaches of Normandy on those duck boats?
Right.
They were saying, we have to defend democracy and freedom. And they were Absolutely. The best of America. And we need to get back to that. The people we're meeting with are the best of America.
Yep. And when you come out here, like I say, and you meet great people from our folks at the hotel last night to folks serving breakfast to the great folks here behind the taking tickets and helping at the concession stand, you realize that we're in good hands moving into the future. We're in good hands. Going to come back and to talk more about the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Wisconsin Dells. Take your calls as well. We're live from the Dells of the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today I'm going to talk about personal finance persistence, or grit, or as I like to think about it, stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness is not only about doing monthly regular money chores like checking your budget, it's also about accomplishing bigger money tasks. You know, like imagine closing a bank account and then moving your cash to another bank account with a higher interest rate. You know it's a good idea, but ugh, you also know it's probably going to be a big hassle. Well, it's worth noting that there's a reason why most companies don't make this stuff easy. because when it's hard, you pay them. Maybe in fees, maybe just because it's complicated, so they're hoping you'll give up and leave it. They make more off of you giving up. The key to navigating this stuff is persistence. Get the information you need, decide what you want to do, and then persist and persist and persist through all the hold times and other nonsense until you get it done. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Been saving now for over a year. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the pop from Phyllis and Steve. Just tell the boss I gotta leave. Be the best week of our lives I can tell. Check out Green Vacation in the Dell.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live, speaking of the Wisconsin Dells, the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Land and Water. We appreciate them hosting us. Nicely done, Mr. Zombers. You just dialed that up. Who does that again?
That was Trickby's suggestion. Gear Daddies. Yep, the Gear Daddies.
Who? Gear Daddies. What's it called?
Dream Vacation
in the Dells.
Dream Vacation in the Dells. I literally have never heard that song until right now, and I absolutely love everything about it.
It is. It's awesome. Totally awesome. We should try and see if we can get the Gear Daddies to come on.
That would be awesome.
How about,
I don't even know. I know nothing about the Gear Daddies other than they had a really good album. Yep. I Want to Drive the Zamboni is a classic.
Oh, I have heard that. It's been a while, but yeah. That's. But you know, like you say, it should be for today. I mean, I want to drive the ducks, and we're going to talk to a duck driver, is our understanding, just a little bit later on in the show.
Do ducks have a steering wheel, Todd?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, I was going to wait till a little bit later in the show to bring this out, but maybe I might as well. As long as you just said that, why not? Hang on, let me bring it up here on the old phone. Our crack staff here, when we were talking about this morning, CP from the staff, one of our advisors here, he did a little research, and this is fantastic. So he did a little research, and he found for sale, this is real, I'm not making this up, for sale a 1945 World War II duck amphibious 2.5-ton truck. It says, we have this amazing fully restored amphibious World War II half-ton truck, also known as a Mama Duck. The project was completely restored from top to bottom, every minor detail, with original specs, original parts, and quality. And there are photos, and yes, Trigvy, it has an actual steering wheel on this thing and some other levers that I assume take it from land to water. But this thing is beautiful, and it is listed for $95,000, fully restored. So, and it's in Columbiana, Ohio, is where it is currently being stored at. So you know a lot more people than I do in the political world. You know, maybe $95,000 is too steep, but I'm going to make this legitimate offer right now without asking anybody at Civic Media. I'm prepared to offer this person $10,000 cash. $10,000 will take it off your hand. Trivia, I think we could raise that if we had to.
Oh, my God, you could paint it in Civic. We could use it when we drive around the state.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Somebody get Sage on the phone. If Sage can get that for $10,000, you should get that and use his promotional.
Right?
The Todd Allball Show duck.
Can you imagine?
It would be a little rough in the winter.
Well, but can you imagine?
But it's got wheels. You can go across the ice.
Right, but we pull into Chippewa Falls, and we challenge Kreitler to a race on the water, his pontoon, with our duck.
No, better we swamp it. We could swamp his pontoon with our duck.
So, yeah, you know, I think that it lists for 95, but we'll take it off their hands for $10,000 cash.
Do you think it's street legal?
100%.
I strongly doubt it's street legal.
I don't think it's
street legal. I think it absolutely is.
Well, if it is, I mean, I might buy it.
You need to find out from the driver how fast that duck boat goes.
Well, we'll ask. But I mean, these behind us are clearly street legal, and in the ones in the photo and everything, it looks exactly like the ones right behind us.
But they don't have blinkers.
So I mean,
or stoplights.
Yeah, they do.
Tail lights.
They kind of install them. Yeah, yeah.
Could you take it?
We can make it street legal.
That would be. You could drive it in parades.
Exactly. Well, us coming from the political campaign side of things, that's
you know
that's
what
amazing.
You could take out the seats and you could make it into a studio. We'd put Zommers right in front. I'm king of the world.
I drive the duck and I run the board.
The mobile.
No,
yes.
No, Zommers is not driving the duck. I'm not.
The mobile civic media duck studios. Coming to location near you soon.
I'm not getting in the duck if you're driving and running the board, Zommers.
Yeah, that would be a lot all at once.
Well, when it comes to social media, though, we have to be very careful because the last thing you want is to be sending unsolicited duck pics. You got to be very careful about that.
Yes, somebody might tell you to go duck yourself.
We'll be here all week, folks. But no, I think it'd be great. And we could be like the old Lee Sherman Dreyfus for governor campaign and put a high school band in the back and go around with a band. You know?
I just think in the winter it would be really hard to get around the state of Wisconsin in a duck boat. It's kind of like a 4-month vehicle. We're gonna have to ask what they do. They must shut down. They must shut down in the winter.
Oh, yeah, I think they do. I think they're open like through November or something like that. Here's a new duck arriving now, right behind me. Look at that. See?
Yeah.
Pulling in. I wonder if they have names, each one like a ship.
Oh, I love the American flag on the back. They need a state of Wisconsin flag, too, though.
Yeah, that's probably true. But, you know, great American flag, so.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I wonder if they know the history of each of the ducks. Like, where the ducks. We have to ask that question.
That's a really great question.
I'm so glad that you pulled off the ducks rather than mini golf. Not that mini golf isn't great. Are you going to go over to Pirates Cove and play around before you leave? If I were there, we could have listeners take bets on who would win in mini golf.
I
have a great idea for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Todd. You tell me when you want to hear it. It's a listener participation event.
The listener participation. Well, maybe an hour two. We got Luke coming up, we'll talk to him. Right. And then maybe at the top of hour two, just like yesterday, listeners sent us here to the Dells. And remember, 24 hours ago, I had no idea where I was going to do the show today. And here, 24 hours later, we're here at the beautiful World War II original Dells Army Ducks Land and Water in Wisconsin Dells. And what I was going to say earlier is you got great shows like Rick Wilcox, the great magician, just celebrated, I think, like his 30th year up here. It's fantastic. And of course, I mean, there are inclusive things like, you know, whether it's water parks and that sort of thing. But you could also, if you're on a budget, they have campgrounds in the area. You got Jellystone Park right down here. Brent Gasser, the owner, a great guy, a great place where you can do everything from tenting to pull in your, you know, $200,000-$300,000 RV and hook it up. So you've got camping at Jellystone here. You've got great state parks. You got Devil's Lake right down the road where Earl Ingram and I were at Baraboo. You could camp out there. And of course, you got downtown old. So you got Lake Delton where we're at, the Wisconsin Dells proper just across the river. And you've got things like the old original fudge shop. You can do candy there. And they've got trinkets and tchotchkes and all that kind of stuff and waste a couple of bucks or just walk around and play mini golf. So it really is one of those places where it doesn't matter whether you have a high budget or a low budget or a medium budget. It doesn't matter if you want to do more natural outdoor stuff or more kind of touristy things. There's something for everybody here at Wisconsin Dells, Trigby. And we're going to be back and talk to Luke Mathers. A little Tuesday tangents at Luke's. Hey, here comes some zip liners. Look at this right above me. There they are. Zipping in back here at Wisconsin Dells after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. Wisconsin is looking forward to some dry days ahead after all the rain we've been getting, but it's not the same story in other parts of the country. Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend says Hurricane Beryl could be problematic for Texas agriculture.
We're getting to that stage in the cotton crop too, where it doesn't really like a whole lot of moisture in at this time frame. It wants to stay a little bit on the drier side. So that'll be probably the biggest focus there. The corn crop in Texas is already getting close to pollination or getting close to harvest window here fairly soon. So we'll have to see if that comes into it at all. You know, the biggest thing, and that was one of the biggest reasons the market took the dive it did yesterday, is the fact that they're forecasting that moisture, and looking at the radar this morning, Southern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, if you look at the drought monitor map, has popped up with a little bit of yellow here, and they've been looking for some rain. The storm's path is headed right through that key area.
Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. As we heard, Hurricane Beryl is also bringing needed moisture to the I states. That forecast pushed markets down to start the week. We'll take a look at how the midday trade is shaping up today in 60 seconds.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
From Chicago, only soybeans are slipping lower. Cash beans down 7.5 cents at 11.41 and a half. November new crop soybeans down 13 and a quarter, trading at 10.86 and a quarter. Cash corn is up 3 and a quarter cents at 3.96 and a half. December new crop corn up 3 cents at 4.10 and three quarters. And September wheat is trading up a nickel and a half at 5.76 a bushel. The Class 3 milk contracts are seeing a lift. The August contract is up 13 cents at $20.56 a hundredweight. The September contract is trading up 11 cents at $20.84 a hundredweight. Don't forget that your farm and agribusiness news doesn't stop here. Visit MidwestFarmReport.com to sign up for our morning e-newsletter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Warm today with high temperatures tapping into the mid-80s. However, clouds are increasing as Tropical Depression Beryl swipes to the south of us. A few stray showers or thunderstorms may swing by this evening, but none are expected to be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday marks the opening of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We'll talk a bit about some of the educational aspects of what's happening in Chippewa Falls.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Mm-hmm.
We are live on location in Wisconsin Dells at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water for this Tuesday, July 9th. It's a beautiful day here at the Dells. Really one of those, I think probably one of the perfect days when you want to be at the Dells, at least if you can be outside, because it's warm. There's a little bit of humidity in the air, but it's also mostly cloudy. So your skin isn't going to get, you know, absolutely baked and burned. So you can enjoy all these outdoor activities without, you know, having to worry about just all the large sunburning going on. So it's a great day. If you're in the area, stop by and say hi. We're at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, right on the strip, as they say here, in beautiful Lake Delton, which, of course, is adjacent to and part of the greater, quote-unquote, Dells area. Joining us from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. today, he'll be with us live tomorrow in Chippewa Falls for the Northern State Fair, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, our very own Luke Mathers for another edition of Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Luke, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. How about yourself?
It could be better. I mean, could not be better.
I was slightly worried that you were going to be, you know, at a lazy river or somewhere when it was an undisclosed surprise location for today's show. I'm grateful you're not in the lazy river. But it looks like a great shot that you got lined up there.
Thanks. Yeah, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you can subscribe or like us there on those platforms. We've got the Ducks right behind us. The platform is on the other side of that where customers, riders are loaded on. We have the original World War II Army Ducks being loaded. And then right above that, you can see there's the end of the zip line course or whatever you want to call it, where people go to and then get off, get zip lining going on. We've got a picture of Sasquatch here right next to my head. I don't know. It's not a picture. It's actually a statue of Sasquatch and a helicopter in the background. So, I mean, you got something for everybody here, Luke.
Yeah. Well, that's the best part about the Dells is there's something for everybody. So every family, every Wisconsinite, everybody from out of town that's coming to visit, there is an option for everybody to have some entertainment there in the water park capital of the world.
Right. Now, you grew up in the southeast part of the state, the greater Milwaukee area. Was it kind of growing up, was it a big deal? Did you kind of make a couple of pilgrimages to the Dells growing up as kids?
Yeah. I mean, it was a regular venture for the family. My birthday is late February, so that first kind of holiday of a new year for the school calendar growing up was always that president's like mid-winter break kind of thing. You'd get a long weekend off school. And so for my birthday every year, we would go up to the Dells. And that was nice to do because, you know, February birthdays can be a little dreary growing up. But when you can go to a water park instead, it's a real good use of time. So the family would load up the car. We'd go to the Dells for the weekend, for the long weekend with a couple days off of school. And it was always a blast.
What was your one or two of your favorite things as a kid growing up to do here at Wisconsin Dells?
Outside of dunking the siblings, water park, the water slides, all of those things, a great time there in the Dells.
Sounds great. We are being joined. Look at this, live and in person here by an actual driver. How's the volume of your headset? Is it all right? All right, very good. I'm gonna turn your mic on here. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. This is fantastic, guys. So back on on the stream here, we got my co-host Trigvi Olson for the week. And we also have Luke Mathers, who is back at the studio here. And tell us your name, please.
Jack Field.
Jack Field. So you have the same last name as the owner. Are you the owner's son?
No.
Really? You just happen to have the same last name?
We're related, but.
Okay. That's fantastic. So, Jack, how long have you been a driver here at Army Ducks?
This is my second summer.
Really? Second summer. Yeah. Very good. Are you in high school or college?
College. I'm going to be a sophomore.
Oh, sweet. Where do you go?
Marion.
Oh, yeah.
Fond du Lac.
Yeah, Marion College. Great college here in Wisconsin, the old Fox Valley. What are you studying?
Business marketing.
Sweet. That's awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
So tell us kind of how you came to be a Dells Duck driver. Is this something you wanted to do since a kid, or how did it come to be?
Well, my dad and uncle did it, so.
Got it.
I was like, might as well follow the footsteps, I guess. And, I mean, I know some of my friends did it that were older than me, and I know a couple kids in my grade do it. My cousin does it.
Oh, really? There, your cousin's a driver as well?
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I know a lot of people that do it. They kind of put me onto it, so it's a lot of fun.
So we have lots of questions from folks back here at the studio. We've been talking about this. First of all, and correct me if I'm wrong, it does have a legit steering wheel.
Yeah.
So it drives like, what, a truck, a car? I mean,
yeah, like a truck, but it's got no power steering, so you really gotta turn it. So
you really gotta crank on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Parallel parking must be just
not fun.
Zommers, you're definitely not driving the duck boat if we get one.
Fair enough.
No way if it doesn't have
my
power.
My producer
steering.
Thought, well, he would drive the duck if we could do it, and he could also run the board, but clearly that wouldn't be possible.
It'd be tricky. Definitely hard at first, but you get the hand of it.
So do you have, and this might be a dumb question, but do you have to have some sort of a CDL or special license beyond your normal driver's license? And where in the world do you go to learn to drive a duck?
Well, we got our manager teaches us kind of like slowly, like step by step. Mm-hmm. And then you got to go get your CDL Class C.
Okay.
So he also trains you how to do the CDL test, too. He'll, like, walk you through all that. And it takes about, like, depends. Some people learn faster than others. Right. And it takes a couple of weeks, though, for sure, to get the hang of it and get the whole tour down and all that.
What was more difficult, learning the land driving part or the water driving part or the transition thereof?
I'd probably say the land, probably, because it gets busy here.
Yeah,
you know, people aren't paying attention on the road, so that can you gotta expect everything out here in Wisconsin Dells. So yeah,
there's no little Priuses to all of a sudden just jump up on you. You gotta keep an eye out for Priuses on the road, not in the water.
Coming around you. Yeah.
What's been your biggest challenge or something that was just, like you say, what was unexpected that you had to deal with all of a sudden in your couple of years so far driving the Dells here, driving in the Dells at the Army Ducks?
Probably just people that have had a little too much to drink. They come on the duck and they just kind of shout and yell at
You or other
customers? No, just to, like, themselves. Like, they're just blurting things out, but.
So how do you deal with that?
Oh, I just kind of, like, I don't know. Like, I'll bring them up and have them sit co-pilot or something.
Oh,
and so they're, like, kind of, you know, not bothered the other customers that want to, like, hear everything.
Right.
So, yeah, just kind of try to, like, play it off like it doesn't bother me, I guess, but.
Well, you have to have a certain personality, I think, and it sounds like you do, to just kind of go with the flow and that sort of thing. What else? Talk to us, because we're talking to Jack Field here, one of the great driver, a duck driver here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land Water the Dells. Talk to us, Jack, a minute about you're not just driving, you're not just watching out for your customers, but you also have to be a tour guide and memorize a tour. What's that like?
For me, it was a little hard at first. But we got some guys that have been here for a while, so riding with them, you know, hearing what they got to say. Everyone's got a little bit of a different tour.
Okay.
So to hear guys that have been here for like 5-6 years hear their tour, and so that helped a lot. That was probably the hardest part, though.
Really?
Talking. Yeah. You know, because some tours are, you know, more excited than other people. Not everyone's laughing and having a good time. Some people are more straight-faced, so.
They don't get the jokes, in other words.
Right, right. Yeah, that too. So you got to, you know, adapt to the crowd, I guess, so you could say. So.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Luke, Trigby, anything for Jack here?
Yeah, I'm wondering, does it have power brakes?
Yeah. It's got good brakes. They can't go out, though. It has happened.
You can't.
They can't. Oh, but it's not like anything serious, but yeah. The brakes do work.
Do they run year-round, too? Are you guys doing tours throughout the entire calendar year, or is there a season to the ducks?
Probably from the springtime to, like, the first snowfall, probably.
Oh, really? That late?
Yeah, because When the river freezes over, it's kind of,
oh yeah,
yeah, you can't really do much about that. So,
You have to bundle up because these things are all wide open. I mean,
oh, yeah. I've taken a tour where it's like 45 degrees out. Yeah. It's cold. It's cold. Yeah.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I bet it is. Guys, anything else?
Yeah. Do you ever have staff parties where you bring a grill out on the dock and just go out on the river, do some fishing? And I think having a duck boat would be awesome.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. You could
idea,
totally
though.
Pimp it
I'll
out.
Have to bring that up. I'm going to have to
put
bring
a
that
grill
up
on it. Yeah.
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 I think you guys are going to have That'd to make awesome. Sure that the, all yeah, the keys are accounted for when Todd leaves, because it sounds like Todd and Trigvy really have their eyes on these duck boats.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally. Do you guys know the history of the various boats?
I've long, since I was a kid, I thought how cool it would be.
What's up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was asking if you know the history of the boats.
Can you hear us?
Do you guys know the history of the boats?
Yeah. Yeah, so they, like, these were mainly used for, like, carrying cargo from the big ships to land. So there wasn't any mm-hmm. seats. It was just the floorboards. Mm-hmm. And they would drop the cargo off the side of the boat onto the dock, and then they'd go on land. And they go, like, in a big circle, all the ducks.
Wow.
Carrying troops back to the boats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
The ones that you all have here, the original World War II Dallas Army ducks, do you know where they came from? I mean, what originally, like, where they were used or not so much?
I know, like, here. Some of them, like, I think my duck is from, like, Illinois.
Really?
Somewhere in Illinois. There was one. This one right here, Wass, was from Lake Superior. It was part of the Lake Superior Fire Department. And it stands for a guy who was part of the Lake Superior Fire Department, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. They all got their own little, like, piece of history to them.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, does each one have an individual name?
Yeah. Yeah, man. They all do. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Based on their own history or who names them?
Yeah. Well,
some
of them,
one over there is Mel.
Yeah, that's named after the founder.
Oh, really?
Of the company, yeah. Melvin Plath. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah.
Do you ever just to goof with people, do you ever make up stuff on the tour?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. All the time. You got to mess with the customers.
What's the biggest fib that you've ever told on a tour that people seem to believe you and say, no, that's not.
So, like, the first time I go in the water, you got to put, like, your tires in neutral, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, just disengage the six-wheel drive. The tires are coming up, and they all, like, look over. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just kidding, man. We're going to need those. They all look over. They're, like, so disappointed.
Man.
But, yeah, you got to mess with them just a little bit.
Now, I also see it's not just guys. We have women here, drivers as well. So, I mean, you don't have to be a dude to drive a duck.
No, yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. As long as you get the hang of it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How many women versus guys do you have on the duck? You call yourself drivers, pilots?
Driver. Yeah, I think we have like six.
Oh wow.
Six or seven. Yeah. That's so great. We got a good amount.
So if someone wanted to be like, I thought I want to be cool like Jack and drive a duck here. How do they get involved? How do they do it? How do they apply?
You can just fill out an application online,
okay.
Probably, and then come in and do a little, go to the DMV, get your permit for a CDL and all that, and then start training, I guess.
I think that's fantastic. I think
yeah.
So. Well, I can't thank you enough for stopping by out of. Well, I'm sorry.
I have a question. Do you have to have a different kind of license to drive a duck boat than you do? What kind of license do you have to get?
Yeah, you got to have a CDL Class C, so you got to do, like, a road test on one of these, and then, it's a little bit of a process.
You have to take it out on the road? Bad. How fast will they go?
We have one on the our, like, CDL testing duck. It's in the back. But,
CDL testing duck? Yeah. I can drive that, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fun. They don't go fast. They only go, like, 40 miles an hour top speed.
All right. Well, stick around for a second. We'll come back and talk to Jack Field. We're here at the World War II Original Army Ducks in Wisconsin Dells, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Tall Ball Show. Live on location at the original World War I, Army World War II, Dell's Army Ducks Land and Water. We are here on location. Trigvy Olson joins us from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., a senior advisor at Lincoln Project. Luke Mathers joins us from the world headquarters back high atop State Street, downtown Madison. And we are here on location talking to Jason Filner. It's your uncle, right?
Yeah.
This is Jack, Jack Field, one of the Dell's Duck drivers, and he's telling us all about it. Now, Jack, we found a duck online. They're asking $95,000 for it, and I have, without authority from my company whatsoever, I have on the air offered them $10,000 cash.
Yeah.
$10,000. And you've looked at pictures. Jack, can you confirm via pictures this is a legit duck?
It looks pretty legit.
What makes it a legit duck based on the pictures?
Well, like the back, I know our mechanic was showing us like the original ducks, and they have like all that stuff on the back, like the spare tire and all that extra stuff.
All right.
So that's kind of how you could tell. It looks pretty legit, though.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, $10,000, we could pimp that out and take it in parades or whatever for civic media. And
for sure.
Wave to people. You could teach me how to drive it. And the great thing is, whether it was a parade on land or whether it was like a regatta down in Milwaukee, and we could just take that in the Milwaukee River.
For sure. Land and water.
See? How about that? Would you commit to helping teach me to drive a duck?
Yeah.
Fantastic! Exactly. Look at that, Luke. I've got a tutor, mentor to help me drive the duck. All we need is $10,000.
I have,
and for them
and
to knock off $85,000.
I have zero to do with this. This was news to me, so this is completely out of my ability to approve. I'm not touching this one.
All right. Well, but you wouldn't be opposed. You wouldn't be a no vote, right?
Where are you going to store it? I don't know even know what.
We'll find a place.
Okay. All right. Fine. Well,
life finds a way.
I guess, Jack, you think $95,000 is a good price for a duck? Is that right about the ballpark? If they're
little,
telling you they're
a little pricey.
It's a little pricey. Okay.
Little pricey.
See,
I
think you're going to be taken for a ride.
I'm offering $10,000. I'm offering $10,000.
I don't know, Todd. I don't know. This isn't. What is it? Where'd you find this on Craigslist? How are you going back and forth with this person?
It's a legit site, but we'll see.
Todd, I also
Jack, is there anything we have?
That $10,000 is Pawn Stars prices, where you bring in something and they're like, "This is worth $1 million." And they're like, "Best I can do is $20."
Right. Well, you know, you start low and see where you go. Jack, is there anything about driving a duck we haven't asked you in all of our foolishness here? Is there anything about driving a duck that we haven't asked you that you think is important for people of Wisconsin to
know? No, not really. I think you guys got it pretty good.
You have a question. Duck call. Give us a little hit of that. That's an actual duck. I bet the kids love that.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
And they can buy these duck calls here in the gift shop, right?
Oh, yeah, right from us, the drivers.
Oh, from the drivers?
Yeah, right
when
we get back.
Do you get a cut of the call?
Oh yeah, we buy these.
Oh really?
So, from upstairs. So,
I see.
So it's like a little.
That's why you're kind of tips thing. Or whatever.
Yeah, it's like an incentive tip thing. Yeah. All
right. How much does it cost to buy a
$5 for me? I charge $5.
All right, Jack. Here, we'll do a transaction here on the air. I want $20 worth of calls. Right,
I'll get you four.
What size shirt do you wear?
Large.
Large? All right, hang on here. Let me look. You guys ask a question here while I'm finding a Jack a shirt.
Well, Jeff Perry has commented on Facebook, and he says that, Todd, you can keep the duck at his place if you manage to snag one.
Look at that. My buddy's got a garage. All right. Here's a beer, football, and radio media shirt for our favorite duck driver now, Jack. Hey, appreciate you.
Of course.
Thanks for stopping by. We've learned. You've been a lot of fun, great guest. Thank you so much, and I'll find you later on, and we'll do a little social hit over on the duck.
For sure.
All right, thanks, all Jack. Right. Appreciate
it. Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Field, our duck driver here in the. Now, how fun was that?
That was amazing.
I can see absolutely. How green Trigvy is with envy right now. Like Trigvy's like, I want to be at these ducks. I can see it, Trigvy. I'm serious. Like
I know.
You've got severe
FOMO
right now.
He tried to get a flight out here.
Yeah.
I think if I were part of the billionaire class, I would have my own duck boat, completely pimped out, grill, jacuzzi, like the whole nine yards.
I don't think you need to be a billionaire. Yeah. You just need $95,000. That's all.
But then you got to pimp it out, and I bet insurance on a duck boat is probably a lot.
I would believe that.
Especially a pimped out duck boat.
It certainly would be kind of a luxury item. I think you'd need to be in the billionaire class. But if I were Jeff Bezos, I'd definitely have a duck boat.
There you go.
I might have an armada of duck boats. Because think about it. You could take it up on the St. Croix River, and if you had like three or four of them, you could tie them together and just kind of drift.
Right. You know how?
And then afterwards, drive over to the bar and get your, that's the best part about it.
You know how
you
insurance
can
companies.
Both land and sea.
You know how insurance companies have to keep buying tangible assets since they're only allowed to have such and such profit margins? Maybe instead of buying Ferris wheels for their employees and whatever else they do, they can just get armadas of ducks, just stockpile ducks and do parades.
Armadas of ducks.
Ducks are like a surf and turf.
That's exactly what they are, the surf and turf vehicle. It's exactly that.
Oh my God.
Luke, there are a couple
of
more.
You know what? If Elon Musk
left,
could make a fortune selling electric cars, maybe we could make our billions by selling, like, pimped out duck boats.
We don't have them to sell. We're looking to buy them right now, though. We're on the opposite end of the market.
We gotta get
we have to buy them before we sell them.
You know what they say, buy high, Luke, never sell.
We got a minute and a half left, Luke. Anything
you know
you
how to make a you know how to make a small Todd. You know how to make a small fortune.
How?
Start with a big fortune. Start with a big fortune. Start with a big fortune and spend it all on duck boats.
That's the best way to do it, right there. That's how you get a small fortune.
Exactly. All right, Lukester, how's the house painting going, by the way? People want
to
know.
Mother Nature is actually very kind to us. We are making progress, and we're almost there. The light at the end of the tunnel is there.
Very, very good. I can't wait to see it.
There you go. Yeah, it's going to be...
Is it chartreuse, or what color are you painting it?
Shipwreck blue. So hopefully none of those ducks behind you have to shipwreck, but it's shipwreck blue.
I don't think that sounds beautiful. That sounds beautiful. Well, thank you for stopping by as always. We'll get to more grinding the gears next Tuesday. We'll have a lot to because we're going to be at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next Tuesday.
There you go. I will talk to you then, Todd.
All right. Thank you very much, Luke Mathers. Always a fan. Along Trigvy, I think number one went pretty well. I can't wait for hour number two. Talk more to Trigvy. Talk more about the ducks here. We're live on location at the original World War II Dell Army Ducks, land and water. This is the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates. We'll review the Sean Hannity interview with Donald Trump. I'm sure he's asking crushing questions like, will you leave the race, sir?
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.